Hot 91, Nugget and Al. I reckon if they ever did a poll of Australia's greatest female vocalists, this lady would be at the top of the tree.
Oh, absolutely. Still the holder and user of, I think you're right, Arby, the greatest female voice Australia's produced for a long, long time. The good thing is, Hot Family, you can see that voice doing its thing this Friday, because she's going to be gigging here on the Sunshine Coast, where she's a bona fide local now, let's be honest. We're talking about the magnificent Katie Noonan. Hello, Katie.
Oh, g'day. How are you, dude?
Look, very, very well. And look, when we say greatest female vocalist, I'm also including Benita from Play School in there, who was a little boy I loved.
Man, that's a big call.
That's a big rap.
Oh, thank you. You're very, very kind.
So this is very cool. So Friday night, your Monday School of the Arts, the Katie Noonan Trio, just for people playing along at home, that's three people, right?
Correct.
It is. But actually, my guitarist from my band, The Captain, is going to be up from Melbourne. And so we'll actually be a quartet for about
half. What the hell?
That'll confuse.
That's going to confuse people no end. I came here to see a trio, damn it.
And the other great thing is the guy on the drums is actually your son, 16 years of age, Dexter.
Correct. Yeah, he's almost 17. We're just negotiating the terms for his birthday party, actually.
But so he can't have a drink here.
Well, no, that's exactly right.
And we're sure he doesn't.
And an amazing drummer. So,
and
yeah,
that's really, really cool. Because, I mean, obviously, I reckon it doesn't matter what you do as a parent. You'd love to be able to, if you can find a way to work and spend time with your kids, that's the dream. You've managed to do it. Was there an age, obviously, being born into an incredibly musical family, he was always going to possibly go down this road. At what age did you all of a sudden go, wait a second, this kid can play the drums? Was he an early bloomer?
No, not at all. He only really discovered the drums about 3 years ago. He had it's all about finding a good teacher. And so he had a good teacher called Lee at his school, and Lee just sort of fired up this passion in him, you know. And then it became his obsession, which is great because it's a healthy obsession to have. And so now he's improved so much. He's quite a beautiful musician. And I'm a harsh judge, so I wouldn't be playing with him if he wasn't awesome.
Well, it's all well and good.
To be honest,
that's the thing. You're still a professional musician. It's all well and good to be a proud mum, but you can't be having your son on stage with you. Go, look how good my boy is, and he's terrible.
No.
Motherly pride is not going to get you through a gig, is it?
No. I mean, a lot of my, if you're lucky enough to do it, like Neil Finn, the current incarnation of Crowded House.
Yeah, Liam's in there, and Elroy are both in there, I think, aren't
Liam.
They? Yeah.
Yeah, so it does make sense if it's meant to be, and obviously that's super special. And you know, Deborah Conway makes music with her daughters and her husband, so, and my husband's in my band Elixir, so if you can make it work, it's very, very special. Yeah.
Now, Katie, just reading where you're building up a new body of work for your next album, and it says over the last 5 years, because you hear some people who churn out albums fairly quickly, this one you've been working on, that's a labour of love for 5 years.
Well, I've released, this will be my 21st album, actually. So I do record usually a record a year, but the last few years I've been focusing on classical works and commissioning new works by other composers, and also my jazz album, The Sweetest Taboo, whereas writing originals and that stuff, that takes longer. Yeah, it really does take a lot longer. And I've been busy running the Queensland Music Festival and doing com games and all sorts of other crap. So
it's a lot of stuff.
There's been a
pesky
pandemic in there as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was going to ask you,
pandemic.
You must be just so thrilled, like often when we talk to artists here on the show, just be thrilled to playing gigs again. This one's handy because it's right near home, so you don't have to go too far either.
Oh, this one's the best. I can sleep in my own bed. Very excited. And my mates can come and my family can come and all that stuff. I mean, I love you, Mundy. I think I'm almost a bona fide local. It's 10 years this month.
Yeah, no, that counts.
I've
yeah.
been living here.
The Katie Noonan Trio with four people. Incredibly confusing, but we'll work our way through it as best as we can. It's happening Friday night at the Mundy School of the Arts.
And you can get your tickets through OzTix, OzTix. So do that and make sure you're there for Friday night.
The whole night will be really fun.
Be a great night, and get your tickets online. Otherwise, seating is first come, first served if you're trying to get to the door and you don't want to be disappointed.
Giddy up. The Katie Noonan Trio with four people. I'm still having some trouble with that. Friday night, as we said at the start, the owner of arguably the greatest female voice in Australia, the beautiful Katie Noonan. Hey, great to catch up with you and have fun on Friday night.
Thank you so much. Take care. Thanks for your support.